Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday afternoon. Believe it or not, in exactly 1 month, hockey season opens here in Richmond. 1 month from today, I will put on the foil, and my pal Natalie Calabat and I, Natalie from Channel 8, of course, ABC 8, we will get together as we did last season. We will drop the first puck and open up the season for our champion, Richmond Generals. I am so excited about this. 1 month from today, we've got hockey season opening up. And once again, Natalie and I are going to be doing the dropping of the first puck. By the way, I've got a couple of great photos I posted. If you want to take a look at how we did it last year, go to Facebook, look for Radio Katz, R-A-D-I-O-K-A-T-Z, Radio Katz on Facebook. You can take a look at how we did it last year and what our plans are for this year. Again, Radio Katz on Facebook. Well, we've had a lot of discussion, clearly, about the border. President Trump has said, hey, if you want to come to this country, there's certain rules that have to be followed. Just the other day, talked about the people who would like to immigrate to the United States because you have to be able to support yourself. Well, there's nothing outrageous about that. And the idea that we secure our borders and preserve our nation, there's nothing outrageous or offensive about that. Ira Mellman with FAIR, Federation for American Immigration Reform, is actually on the border as we speak, and Ira is joining us this afternoon. Ira, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
Tell me where you are and what you're seeing.
I'm down in McAllen, Texas, which is the southern tip of Texas. This sector is where about 40% of the apprehensions are now taking place. This is the main corridor of people coming into the United States today at a rate of about 100,000 a month. So this is where the crisis is, ground zero for the crisis. But this is really a bigger crisis than just one locality. This is affecting the whole nation, and it is also affecting the people who are coming to the United States and exploiting children in an effort to get into the United States.
Now, you said 100,000 a month. Are you talking about 100,000 people trying to come in legally, or are those people coming in illegally?
That's 100,000 apprehensions. It was about 144,000 in May. It has dropped off during the summer months to about 90,000. But they fully expect that once the weather cools off a bit, that it's going to take off again. So we're dealing with the equivalent of a city coming to the United States every year, every month.
Right.
People trying to exploit our asylum laws, and even worse, exploiting children to get into the United States because Congress refuses to overrule a single judge's decision that says, if you show up at the border with kids, we're going to let you in. Yep. And so what you see when you tour these detention facilities are a lot of children. And, you know, these are kids who have been brought on a treacherous, long journey through extraordinarily bad situations. The Border Patrol is actually the only institution that is actually cares about these kids. Yeah. They have been in the hands of smugglers along the way. You hear all these reports comparing the Border Patrol to stormtroopers. Yeah. Nothing could be farther from the truth. These are people who truly care about the children. If you go through the facilities, you see that these kids are being taken care of. Yeah. It's not the Ritz. You know, these are, you know, really kind of big warehouses with detention pens in there.
Yeah.
But people are being cycled through as quickly as they can, and they're doing the best they can given Congress's refusal to act.
So, again, 100,000 per month are apprehended. And just as a point of contrast, the city of Richmond itself, the city is not the biggest part, but, you know, that's 227,000 people. So people have to understand Every other month, an entire city of Richmond has been apprehended trying to enter into the United States. So Ira, give us a sense. We've heard a lot from the posers, right? We've had AOC and Elizabeth Warren and some of the other folks on the left have gone there for photo ops. It's pretty clear they don't really care about the issue or care about the kids. Tell me about how the kids are handled and how the parents are handled.
Well, people are handled with a lot of dignity there. You have different facilities. The main facility for people who don't come with communicable diseases is a facility. It's a warehouse about the size of your average Costco. It has got these chain link pens where people are kept and segregated, mm-hmm. The men from the women, the older kids from the younger kids, right. People who come in family units. If you have a kid who's over the age of about 12 or 13, they can't be with the younger kids.
Right.
It is all open so that the Border Patrol agents can keep an eye on what's going on there. It's not the most wonderful kind of situation,
sure.
But it is, under the circumstances, it's what they can do. You walk around the facility, it is stocked with everything that people need, from clothing to sanitary things like soap and shampoos and feminine hygiene products. It's got everything that people need. It's the only thing they've had for months in many cases. Then there are other facilities that house the people who come with communicable diseases. And those are the ones that have gotten me a lot of attention, where they don't have showers. And, we asked about that, and they said the reason we can't provide these shower facilities is because you have different kinds of people with different kinds of diseases who have compromised immune systems. A shower would be just an incubator for cross-contamination.
Mm-hmm.
What they have are the kind of kits that they give to soldiers in the field to keep clean with.
Right.
The news media are reporting only a very small sliver of the truth. In some of these facilities there aren't showers, but they don't tell you the reason why there are no showers.
Right.
And that's what's missing if you watch the mainstream media coverage of this.
So talk about where we go from here, Ira. Ira Melman is joining us from FAIR, Federation for American Immigration Reform. He's down in McAllen, Texas, the southernmost tip, if you will, of Texas. 100,000 apprehensions are seen in that particular sector. I mean, it's amazing stuff. So, Ira, we hear a lot of talk about a lot of talk, and we've heard it for years, right? There's nothing new with any of this. You've had Democrats who controlled the House, the Senate, and the White House, and they couldn't do what they call comprehensive immigration reform then. And my sense is they didn't really want to do it. Could that be close to the mark?
Yeah, nobody really wants to do anything, apparently. They just want to exploit it for whatever political gain they can get. But this is even different from the so-called comprehensive immigration reform. This is closing loopholes in our asylum laws, overruling a judge who essentially sanctioned the abuse of children. That's completely separate. We need to deal with it because it is a slowly unfolding human tragedy.
Yeah.
Children are being harmed. 30% of the women are being raped. We should not be sanctioning that.
Absolutely. Is there any hope that any of this is really going to be handled?
I don't, expect that, given the political situation, that it's going to be anytime soon. It's interesting. We were through these facilities one day after Nancy Pelosi and her delegation were through.
Mm-hmm.
They heard the same things we heard. And they spoke to the same Border Patrol agents that we spoke to. They toured the same facilities. It's up to them to go back to Washington and say, you know what, we don't like President Trump one bit.
Right.
But we're still going to work with him because this is a crisis that needs to be dealt with. It is human tragedy that's taking place on a daily basis, and we're just going to have to put it aside. But I wouldn't hold my breath waiting for them to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. So in the meantime, what do we do in terms of the Border Patrol? Because they are understaffed. They're stretched to the limit here. The president, I know, had talked about adding additional Border Patrol agents. Are we seeing those folks in training? Will they hit the ground anytime soon?
That takes time. Right now, the people are dealing with an immediate crisis. The morale is low. I mean, they'll tell you themselves that morale is low, that they're dealing with this on a daily basis. They're getting attacked from all sides. One of the interesting things is that Pelosi and her delegation were through the day before we were. They never asked about how this is affecting the Border Patrol agents, how they're holding up under the stress. Apparently, these members of Congress didn't care about the men and women who are protecting our borders. They cared more about the people who are trying to violate our borders. Somehow, in our political system, the people who are breaking our laws are now the victims, and the people who are enforcing the laws are somehow the bad guys, taking the heat for Congress's own incompetence.
Absolutely. Ira, thank you so much for being here. That's Ira Melman from FAIR, Federation for American Immigration Reform. He's down in McAllen, Texas, on the border. Some great insight there. Some amazing stuff that's going on. Will it get fixed? I mean, that is absolutely anybody's question. It is 414, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.